The future beyond. Hello and welcome to the Eastbrook Digiculture Podcast, episode 199. In today's episode, we'll be talking about the future of the podcast. This is Luigi Kawasaki from Miscreate.com. So let's get started. So how's everyone doing? I hope you guys are doing well. Today is basically one of the last episodes of the Digiculture Podcast. Let's talk a little bit about the history of the Digiculture Podcast. We're about to reach a landmark episode, so I thought with episode 199, it was a good time to pretty much stop. But it's not going to be a complete stop, so let's go through all the plans. And what exactly was the Digiculture Podcast? The Digiculture Podcast was a way for me and along with others to experiment and do different stuff. I didn't want to stick to one specific thing like a geek podcast or geek pop culture, which it eventually evolved into. But that was never the intention. It was always supposed to be something very vague that I could experiment on. Hence the name Digiculture, like anything that was digital or culture or whatever, it would be fair game. So the original idea was to do it for a year. And after that, I still had like a lot of excitement and enough of a fan base that were listening that I thought, okay, I'll go ahead and continue it for a little bit longer. Or I'll continue it until one day that I decide not to. And eventually I decided just to go for at least 100 episodes or so. It was kind of my idea. But then I did take a hiatus somewhere along the line after those first 52 episodes or so. And after that, the Digiculture Podcast was not as consistent. And we would have episodes every now and then. There was a time when it was like an annual podcast where I would only record like once a year. Just to make sure that I at least recorded something every single year. And then just recently, last year, I was able to pick it up again. And we were able to do different things. So with that said, I do think the benefits of having this podcast have mostly ended. It's time to move on to other things, but also I mean to move into bigger and better things. So I have a couple of different plans, which I'm going to discuss now. Over the years, I did make this podcast to be as diverse as possible, to do as many things as I wanted. Before the Digiculture Podcast, I was on a few different other podcasts. I even tried to incorporate some of those into this feed as episodes because it was like a way to revive them. So this was not my first podcast, but I had done a couple of other ones that were not very successful. They only lasted for a little while. All the way back from 2008, I believe, that's when I started doing this. So this was in a way an extension to actually figure out what I wanted. So with that said, I'll begin with the big plan, my next quote-unquote big podcast or important podcast, or not so much important, but like one related to the actual website, which is miscreate.com. At first, I did want Digiculture Podcast to be kind of a companion piece to Miscreate. And also over time, Miscreate kind of evolved into only mostly doing like geek reviews, you know, of like entertainment, stuff like that, which it was also never intended to be just that. That's why the name Miscellaneous Rave, anything that it was fun for me, like one black hole of everything that I find interesting, which is going to evolve back into that. So in a way, the podcast was always supposed to be a companion piece to what was happening on the site. And I would like to do for that to be the case once again. Now, I don't want it to just be discussing the same articles that I'm doing on the website. There are different mediums. So discussing the same thing on audio and then on text, I'm not really taking advantage of the form. So what I thought would be the best scenario is sometimes on the website, I have like little themes because that's how I entertain myself while doing stuff for the website. For example, right now we're doing a little Adult Swim because to me, Adult Swim, it reminds me of August in summers in the August. Like you had vacation was over. You were now still enjoying the summer vacation time before school started, but you were no longer on vacation. And I could stay up late night, so I would watch Adult Swim. So I started reviewing some Adult Swim shows, and that's what the month of August was for this month. It was just a bunch of Adult Swim shows that I'm reviewing that I recently rewatched on HBO Max. And yeah, so it's like a whole month themed just for that. However, besides like a tweet that I made, there's really no mention even on the website that I was going to do like an Adult Swim week. And I don't know why I also stopped doing those type of announcements on the website. I guess I found them a little bit pointless. That's also something I'm going to be working on. But I thought, okay, well, maybe there's a way to incorporate those type of themes into my podcast, you know, like maybe have like a podcast where I talk about Adult Swim. It would be like a companion piece to all this stuff that's happening on the website, which I have tried to do that before, actually, with Digiculture, but I'll try to make it a little bit more quote unquote impressive. For that reason, I do want this to have like better production values, to be better quality, overall, just to be a better podcast that I can be proud of. So it would require scripting and making sure that everything is exactly how I want it. It would be definitely higher production values. So counting that I'm an adult with limited amount of time, which is what has caused all the hiatuses of the Digiculture podcast over the years, I decided that, well, a weekly podcast is not really going to work for me because quality would suffer because I would not have enough time to make the type of episodes that I want to release every week. They'd have to be much more casual. And I don't want these to be casual. I want them to be memorable, more like evergreen type of podcast that if you go back and listen, you can listen to them. I don't want them to be for something too specific, like the release of a new movie. So yeah, I want more evergreen type of content for the podcast. So if someone discovers it, they really want to go back and listen to old stuff. So I don't want to discuss news or anything like that that's going to date the podcast and make it not accessible for someone who stumbles upon it like a couple of years down the road. I first played around with the idea of having a podcast once a month, but then I thought that was even that it was perhaps it could be I might miss a month and that would be awful. But I do like podcasts that are released once a month. Some of my favorite podcasts that I still listen to now, they're usually monthly podcasts. Many of the weekly podcasts over the years I've stopped listening to. So I think that would be a great format. I thought like, nah, I want something that's definitely higher quality. I don't want pressure of having to release something every month. So then I thought, okay, maybe quarterly, every 3 months. That would be 4 episodes per year. It's not a lot. But then again, the intention of the podcast is not to have like a huge listener fan base that's looking forward to the episodes. Now, perhaps one day you could evolve into that. But as of right now, it's more to find what time and be able to get used to what I want and figure all that stuff out before I do anything else. So I think that's going to be the plan. I did play around the idea of having it perhaps bi-monthly, like one episode every 2 months, or to have some type of extra bonus episode in between the quarterly episodes. So the bi-monthly era, after thinking it for a while, I decided it was not a good idea. Perhaps some type of bonus episodes, that could be a thing. It would depend. I have not really thought about it much. Yeah, I can think of some type of bonus episode that is not as scripted. Perhaps some type of interview or something like that, but I am not 100% sure. I'm still figuring that out. But I do think the podcast will continue as a quarterly show. It's going to have a new name, new identity, everything. Since it's going to be quarterly, I really want to time it to when I think it's when I'll have the most stuff to talk about. For that to happen for the whole year, I really need to plan it out like a year in advance, right? What months I think would be the best for the year. I would need to start in September, which I would not be able to do it for this September. So perhaps January or December could be the first episode, or January. Let's see. I'll figure out what would be the best schedule for me to start in, so I have some time to prepare and everything. And yeah, it doesn't have a name just yet. Hopefully, well, I have a couple of months to figure that out. And yeah, I'm really excited for that one. I think it's going to be fun. I want it to be short, about perhaps 30 minutes, but like 30 quality minutes, you know? I want those to be like 30 minutes that can be really enjoyable. Perhaps it could be longer. I don't know. I'm still in the planning stages for that, but you can look forward to that. I think it's going to be the best of anything that I liked over the Digiculture podcast over the years. With that said, I do plan on doing other podcasts as well, which is why I also don't want to commit to having the Miscreate podcast, the next Miscreate podcast, to be monthly, for example, because there's other projects I want to explore, which I'm going to talk about now. Those would be more like regular podcasts that you're used to, you know, like commentary. And yeah, so those would have like normal podcast production quality values, whatever. And of course, you've already heard stuff like that in the Digiculture podcast before. And in fact, I've mentioned them quite a few times on the website and on previous episodes. So let's talk about, well, the first one, let's talk about one with that I'm doing with Ruko. You guys know Ruko as a co-host on many of my episodes of Digiculture podcast. I'd like to continue something with him. Of course, his schedule is really busy, and so is mine. So sometimes it's hard to match schedules up to record. But we're trying to figure that out, what would be the best type of release. We don't have a name or anything, but it would be similar to what we've already done in the past. But we're going to add a little bit more spin. We've realized what works and what doesn't work. And that podcast, more than anything, it's going to be like two perspectives over something, because Ruko is from another country. So it's either going to be, so we're thinking about it. We're not sure if this project could be perhaps in Spanish. In that case, I would be the fish out of water, and he's the one who would like tell me the perspective. No, I would be the one telling him the perspective of a more American type mentality towards certain things. And or that's if it's in Spanish. And if it's in English, then it would be like many episodes will be recorded that where he's the fish out of water and he can tell us about how some certain aspects of culture are a little bit different regarding different. So mostly geek media for the most part, as we discussed, like why is Mario so popular in Mexico, stuff like that. So that one doesn't have a name or a release schedule. I'm guessing it would be like perhaps one episode every 2 weeks or so. In the worst case scenario, it would be one episode per month. But I believe we want to do a little bit more. The length of time, that one's probably going to be much longer because Ruko just likes to talk and talk and talk. So those episodes tend to be a little bit longer, and that's fine. So we'll see how that one fleshes out. In fact, we're going to be recording this week for that specific show, but we do want to have like a couple of shows ready once we launch it. So there's that. Now, there was also one project where I used to speak French, like a little French podcast, mostly for me to practice my French. I never quite got it how I wanted it to be. I'm not sure how much it helped. I think it helped a little bit, but yeah, I was never able to flesh it out just the way that it would be most beneficial for me and perhaps other people who want to improve their French. So that one's definitely going to be an indefinite hiatus, or perhaps, well, I'm not sure if I'm going to pursue that specific idea for a podcast that I had for many years, but I am still thinking about it. I have not discarded it completely. It might return in some way. It might never return, but I'll think about it. It all depends, but I'm guessing that's the one that's the least popular. So not many people will be sad about it, but I did want to comment on it since I've always mentioned it either on the website or on the podcast. Another thing that I like to talk about is technology. I tried talking about technology a couple of times here on the Digiculture podcast. In fact, the Bitcoin episode that I recorded many years back, like in the mid-2010s, before the second bull run, like around 2015 or so, I'm guessing, where I explained Bitcoin. That was always one of my most popular podcasts. Yeah, that one, that episode, even when it was much, much older, like many years before, or many years later, it was still getting downloaded. So I always wanted to do something related to tech. I love technology. And in this case, I've partnered up with Wearbear before, the technology company Wearbear. And we've always wanted to do some type of project, but I've never quite committed to anything. So I like to continue working with them. They've done a few articles for the website, and I've liked them. So I'd like to do something related with them. I'm not sure what spin it's going to take on, but I love talking about emerging technologies, everything that is up and coming and how it's going to affect our lives. I love the whole aspect. And it would be technology and business technology based, because that's also a part of the, like our expertise business. So that's another project. I think that one can be quite a bit of fun. I believe those are all the projects that that we have. So as I mentioned, one of them is going to be for Werver, one is going to be with Ruko, and that one's going to be hosted. Perhaps it could be hosted on Miscreate, but it's not going to be a Miscreate podcast. It's not going to be a collaboration between both of us. The French podcast probably not going to be continuing, but the one that I like to put an emphasis that it's like the podcast for the website would be the next Miscreate podcast with undetermined name. It has not been chosen just yet. And that's what the future holds. So what about the Digiculture podcast? What about this feed? Well, this feed, fortunately, many episodes have been deleted over time. So I plan on having most of the, well, not most, but a couple of episodes so people can get a taste of what the Digiculture podcast was. I'll leave them on the feed. And I'm not going to say this feed's going to be taken offline or never used again. I might use it again. I like this feed as being the experimental feed. So we might see a couple of episodes being dumped here on this feed, mostly to experiment. Don't expect even annual episodes or anything. But if you're subscribed and sometimes you get a new episode, that's probably what it's going to be. Some type of experiment of something I'd like to spin off. Or just something that didn't fit, that I recorded and didn't really fit anywhere else. And I'd like for people to listen, so I would just put it on this feed. That's kind of what I think could go on. The next episode, I'll talk a little bit more about the history of this podcast. And yeah, and I think that's pretty much where a podcast will stop, unless a couple of exceptions where I have something that I record that I'd like to share, then they might be added. But I think it's good for a podcast to have like a more of a definite end. And you can take this episode and the next as pretty much that. So with that said, I don't want to continue on ranting. This is Luigi Kawasaki from Miscreate.com. And I'll catch you guys on the next episode.